It is now a couple minutes after 11 o'clock. We have a scheduled public hearing at 11 a.m. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is time and place for the public hearing on a proposed ordinance to amend Chapter 26 and Chapter 29 of the Code of Sussex County relating to disability benefits for Sussex County employees. At the beginning of this hearing, a brief presentation will be made by Ms. Brewington. She will briefly explain the ordinance and the purposes to be accomplished by it. After she has completed that presentation, council will have an opportunity to ask her questions in order to clarify their understanding of the proposed ordinance. After that process has been completed, I will then open the floor to comments and questions from members of the public. If any member of the public wishes to be heard concerning this ordinance, you're required to make that statement from the speaker stand. Before making your statement, please state your name and give your home address. Ms. Brewington, would you like to come forward and give us your presentation, please?
Good morning. So today I'd like to discuss the introduction to an ordinance to amend Chapter 26 and Chapter 29 of the Code of Sussex County relating to disability benefits for Sussex County employees. The amendments to our current long-term disability plan, which consists of an elimination period of 90 days and leave time continuing to accrue, as well as the employee's credible service towards their 8-year vesting period, would be eliminated. The new proposed plan would have a 60-day elimination period where the employees use their own leave time and then aggressive case management through a third-party provider. This third-party provider, we would like to have the same for the long-term and short-term disability. Short-term disability would pay 75% of base earnings and allow employees to supplement with their own leave time. Once the employee has been out on disability for 26 weeks, they would then transition to a long-term disability plan if approved and would receive 60% of their base pay. Leave accruals and credible service would stop. They would continue with their medical benefits. However, they would need to apply for Social Security disability benefits through their long-term disability carrier. Disability pensions would no longer be available after the effective date of the new policy. We are proposing January 1st, 2012. We are currently partnering with the Insurance Buyers Council, preparing an RFP to go out in the next couple of weeks. This RFP would consist of changes in this new ordinance. Do you have any questions?
Any questions of Ms. Brewington?
If there are no questions, then is there anyone here from the public that would like to speak in regards to this proposed ordinance? Is there anyone that would like to address the council on this matter? Seeing none, let the record show that no members of the public express their desire to address council concerning this ordinance. As a result, we will close the public hearing record.
Close public hearing, close public comment. Would you please read the heading, Mr. Moore?
Yes. Okay. An ordinance to amend Chapter 26 and Chapter 29 of the Code of Sussex County relating to disability benefits for Sussex County employees.
Pleasure, Council.
I make that motion.
Mr. Phillips makes a motion.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver, second. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mrs. Brewington.
You
have a good day. Mrs. Webb, grant request. We have one, I think.
Yes, only one today. Thank you. Sussex County Animal Association.
That's a previous grant?
Yes, they had a previous grant of $1,000, $200 each.
Okay.
I make that motion. We do it again.
I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second. Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 to Sussex County Animal Association for the rescue rehabilitation of cats and dogs, $200 per councilmatic district.
And where's this money going to?
Cats and dogs.
It is going to.
That's what it sounds like. I mean, what town?
They work all over the county placing cats and dogs of Western Sussex, rescue rehabilitation and loving homes. But I think if they're called for a service, they don't deny any kinds of dog service.
Who do you call? I mean, the same, I read this, I don't understand who we're calling. It just says.
Is there a letter there?
Yes, I have a letter, and I can give you that.
You make sure Mr. Wilson gets a copy of the letter, please.
I'll get a copy, right.
Thank you.
Who signed the letter, I'm sorry?
It is Ms. Amy Royal.
Amy Royal. Okay, any more questions? And this is the same that we've done previously?
Yes.
Okay. Now we'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President, there's one. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for barbecue prep and sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, State of Delaware, containing 2.5 acres more or less. This application was filed on behalf of Stephen Krebs and Barbara Krebs.
I'll introduce.
Mr. Phillips introduces it.
That's the only one.
Okay. Additional business brought before council, Mr. Guy. We think he's left, but we'll find out. Oh, my. R.M. Haltvin, San Filippo Road, reference wind turbines.
Has left the building.
Left.
Okay, he's gone.
Left the building.
Well, we have a hearing coming up. Maybe he can come in.
He can come back there. That's correct. Will there do anything for council? Anything else?
Move to go into executive session.
Have a motion to go into executive session for pending and potential litigation. Have a second from Mrs. Deaver. We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We'll now go into executive session for that purpose.